Today is the 31st day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. It is the last day of this third month of the year. So we have navigated our way through a quarter of the year. Thank God for that and for his faithfulness each and every day. It's the end of a month. It's the beginning of a brand new sparkly week. But it's also like it's the most important day on our calendar as believers in Jesus. Today is Easter Sunday, and this is a day where we commemorate restoration of humanity. The breach, the walls, the canyons that we carved between ourselves and God, there was a bridge built, and that was Jesus. And he died, and we've discussed this plenty. But today is a day where we commemorate that death could not hold him, that he came back victorious, and his victory has been given to us. Okay, so this is Resurrection Sunday, and so this is where our hearts and our minds should be, and we should ruminate on it all day. Actually really consider it, not just Easter egg hunt, not just all that, but actually some time to realize everything. This day represents the change of everything. But it is a brand new day, and it is a brand new shiny, sparkly week, and we have come here for a reason, and that is to immerse ourselves in the scriptures for today. And that will lead us back into the book of Deuteronomy, and today chapters 16 and 17. And this week we'll read from the God's Word translation. Honor the Lord your God by celebrating Passover in the month of Abib. In the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt at night. Slaughter an animal from your flock or herd as the Passover sacrifice to the Lord your God. Do this at the place where the Lord will choose for his name to live. Never eat leavened bread with the meat from the sacrifice. Instead, for 7 days you must eat unleavened bread at this festival. It is the bread of misery, because you left Egypt in a hurry. Eat this bread so that as long as you live, you will remember the day you left Egypt. There should be no yeast anywhere in your land for 7 days. Never leave until morning any of the meat you slaughter on the evening of the first day. You're not allowed to slaughter the animals for Passover in any of the cities the Lord your God is giving you. Instead, slaughter your animals for Passover in the place where the Lord your God will choose for his name to live. Do this in the evening as the sun goes down. This is the same time you did it when you left Egypt. Cook the meat and eat it at the place the Lord your God will choose. In the morning, you may go back to your tents. For 6 days, eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day, hold a religious assembly dedicated to the Lord your God. Don't do any work that day. Count 7 weeks from the time you start harvesting grain. Then celebrate the festival of weeks to the Lord your God. Bring a freewill offering in proportion to the blessings the Lord your God has given you. Enjoy yourselves in the presence of the Lord your God along with your sons, daughters, male and female slaves, the Levites who live in your cities, the foreigners, orphans, and widows who live among you. Enjoy yourselves at the place the Lord your God will choose for his name to live. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and obey these laws carefully. After you have gathered the grain from your threshing floor and made your wine, celebrate the festival of booths for 7 days. Enjoy yourselves at the festival along with your sons, daughters, male and female slaves, the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows who live in your cities. For 7 days you will celebrate this festival dedicated to the Lord your God in the place he will choose. You will enjoy yourselves, because the Lord your God will bless all your harvest and all your work. 3 times a year, all your men must come into the presence of the Lord your God at the place he will choose, at the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of weeks, and the festival of booths. But no one may come into the presence of the Lord without an offering. Each man must bring a gift in proportion to the blessings the Lord your God has given him. Appoint judges and officers for your tribes in every city that the Lord your God is giving you. They are to judge the people fairly. Never pervert justice. Instead, be impartial. Never take a bribe, because bribes blind wise people and deny justice to those who are in the right. Strive for nothing but justice so that you will live and take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you. When you build the altar for the Lord your God, never plant beside it any tree dedicated to the goddess Asherah. Never set up a sacred stone. These are things the Lord your God hates. Never offer an ox or a sheep that has a defect or anything seriously wrong with it as a sacrifice to the Lord your God. That would be disgusting to him. In one of the cities the Lord your God is giving you, there may be a man or woman among you who is doing what the Lord considers evil. This person may be disregarding the conditions of the Lord's promise by worshiping and bowing down to other gods, the sun, the moon, or the whole army of heaven. I have forbidden this. When you are told about it, investigate it thoroughly. If it's true and it can be proven that this disgusting thing has been done in Israel, then bring the man or woman who did this evil thing to the gates of your city and stone that person to death. The person can only be sentenced to death on the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses. But no one should ever be sentenced to death on the testimony of only 1 witness. The witnesses must start the execution. Then all the other people will join them in putting the person to death. You must get rid of this evil. There may be a case that is too hard for you to decide. It may involve murder, assault, or a dispute. Any case which may be brought to court in your cities, take this case to the place that the Lord your God will choose. Go to the Levitical priests and the judge who is serving at that time. Ask for their opinion, and they will give you their verdict at the place that the Lord will choose. Do what they tell you. Follow all their instructions carefully, and do what they tell you to do in their verdict. Do exactly what they tell you to do in their decision. If anyone deliberately disobeys the priest, who serves the Lord your God, or the judge, that person must die. You must get rid of this evil in Israel. When all the people hear about it, they will be afraid and never defy God's law again. You will enter the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You will take possession of it and live there. You will say, "Let's have our own king, like all the other nations around us." Be sure to appoint the king the Lord your God will choose. He must be one of your own people. Never let a foreigner be king, because he's not one of your own people. The king must never own a large number of horses or make the people return to Egypt to get more horses. The Lord has told you, you will never go back there again. The king must never have a large number of wives, or he will turn away from God, and he must never own a lot of gold and silver. When he becomes king, he should have the Levitical priests make him a copy of these teachings on a scroll. He must keep it with him and read it his entire life. He will learn to fear the Lord his God and faithfully obey everything found in these teachings and laws. Then he won't think he's better than the rest of his people, and he won't disobey these commands in any way. So he and his sons will rule for a long time in Israel. Luke 9:7-27. Herod, the ruler, heard about everything that was happening. He didn't know what to make of it. Some people were saying that John had come back to life. Others said that Elijah had appeared. And still others said that one of the prophets from long ago had come back to life. Herod said, "I had John's head cut off. Who is this person I'm hearing so much about?" So Herod wanted to see Jesus. The apostles came back and told Jesus everything they had done. He took them with him into his city called Bethsaida so that they could be alone. But the crowds found out about this and followed him. He welcomed them, talked to them about God's kingdom, and cured those who were sick. Toward the end of the day, the 12 apostles came to him. They said to him, "Send the crowd to the closest villages and farms so that they can find some food and a place to stay. No one lives around here." Jesus replied, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Unless we go to buy food for all these people, that's all we have." There were about 5,000 men. Then he told his disciples, "Have them sit in groups of about 50. So they did this. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looked up to heaven, and blessed the food. He broke the loaves apart and kept giving them to the disciples to give to the crowd. All of them ate as much as they wanted. When they picked up the leftover pieces, they filled 12 baskets. Once, when Jesus was praying privately and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They answered, "Some say you are John the Baptizer, others Elijah, and still others say that one of the prophets from long ago has come back to life." He asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah whom God has sent." He ordered them not to tell this to anyone. Jesus said that the Son of Man would have to suffer a lot. He would be rejected by the leaders, the chief priests, and the experts in Moses' teachings. He would be killed, but on the third day he would come back to life. He said to all of them, "Those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want. Pick up their crosses every day and follow me. Those who want to save their lives will lose them, but those who lose their lives for me will save them. What good does it do for people to win the whole world but lose their lives by destroying them? If people are ashamed of me and what I say, then the Son of Man will be ashamed of those people when he comes in the glory that he shares with the Father and the holy angels. I can guarantee this truth. Some people who are standing here will not die until they see God's kingdom." Psalm 72 by Solomon. O God, give the king your justice and the king's son your righteousness, so that he may judge your people with righteousness and your oppressed people with justice. May the mountains bring peace to the people and the hills bring righteousness. May he grant justice to the people who are oppressed. May he save the children of needy people and crush their oppressor. May they fear you as long as the sun and moon shine throughout every generation. May he be like rain that falls on freshly cut grass, like showers that water the land. May righteous people blossom in his day. May there be unlimited peace until the moon no longer shines. May he rule from sea to sea, from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. May the people of the desert kneel in front of him. May his enemies lick the dust. May the kings from Tarshish and the islands bring presents. May the kings from Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings worship him. May all nations serve him. He will rescue the needy person who cries for help and the oppressed person who has no one's help. He will have pity on the poor and needy and will save the lives of the needy. He will rescue them from oppression and violence. Their blood will be precious in his sight. May he live long. May the gold from Sheba be given to him. May the people pray for him continually. May they praise him all day long. May there be plenty of grain in the land. May it wave in the breeze on the mountaintops, its fruit like the treetops of Lebanon. May those from the city flourish like the grass on the ground. May his name endure forever. May his name continue as long as the sun shines. May all nations be blessed through him and call him blessed. Thank the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does miracles. Thanks be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers by David, son of Jesse, end here. Proverbs 12, 8 and 9. A person will be praised based on his insight, but whoever has a twisted mind will be despised. Better to be unimportant and have a slave than to act important and have nothing to eat. Father, we thank you for your word. Jesus, it is you that we are focused on. Our affection, our sight, our strength, our mind, our heart are focused on you and what you have accomplished. The impossible, the unthinkable, that we could be taught that there is a way through you to communicate in fellowship and relationship with the Creator of all things. That there is a way to know God, that there is a way, and you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that you have demonstrated this for humanity by submitting yourself, condescending yourself to come be with us in the filth of who we are, and show that there's a different way of seeing. There's a different way of hearing. There's a different way of being a human being. It doesn't have to be like this. There's another way. And you demonstrated that way. And then you made that way possible. And so we stand in awe. We sit in awe. We fall in awe. We lay prostrate in awe. We are in awe. We can know God. Thank you. Thank you for this. You are, indeed, the only one. You are, indeed, the victor.
Swallowed into earth's dark womb. Death has triumphed, that's what they say. But try to hold him in the tomb. The Son of Life rose on the third day. Just look, the gates of hell, they're falling, crumbling. finished. He has done it. Life conquered death. Jesus Christ has won it. His plan of battle, you know it, it fooled them all. They led him off to prison to die. But as he entered Hades' hall, he broke those hellish chains with a cry. Just listen to those demons screaming. See him bruise the serpent's head. The prisoners of hell he's redeeming. All the power of death is dead. Look.